Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin. When you get a chance, take a moment to look out into your stores. Everyone you see is busy dealing with this thing called life. And I don't want to hurt your feelings, but you're not a big part of theirs. We spend most of each day thinking about customers. Most of our work day is centered around keeping existing customers happy while hoping other store customers consider us as well. Customers, on the other hand, spend all of their days thinking about just about anything but us. And that's okay. Don't get your feelings hurt. It's the natural order of things. But whether it stays that way, well, that's up to us. Over the past few years, I've repeated a regular refrain for in-store folks to think about. Our approach to each day needs to be, hey, customers in my store may not choose to do business with me today, but if they don't, it will not be because they don't know who I am, or where I am, or what I do, or that we would absolutely love to be their financial services provider. You see, we don't sell perishable or depleting products. Customers are not likely shopping today to replace their financial services relationships. People go to a grocery store because they're out of something, or they're about to be out of something. Well, they didn't run low on their current bank or credit union. They're not shopping for that. It's not that they aren't open to considering a better alternative. It's just that even contemplating their banking situation probably isn't on their agenda today, or this week, or this month, unless we help put it on their agenda. Too many in-store branches underestimate the power of having a defined, captive audience to regularly market ourselves to. We do this through personal face-to-face greetings and conversations, of course, but also with the powerful hands-on marketing tools at our disposal. Making PA announcements is like having our own radio station. Dry erase boards, menu signs, displays give us our own billboard companies. Flyers are like having our own newspapers. Contests, games, anything that makes sure just a little bit of a customer's focus today was on you and your institution has big impact. We need to remember that things which become static, right, unchanged, become ignored. There's actually some science behind that. Humans are hardwired to notice when things change. It's a survival instinct we've inherited from our ancestors. Change often represents danger or opportunity, and it's why our attention quickly jumps to things that are different than when we saw them last. Slightly changing the look of a branch or its surroundings, including its marketing pieces, increases how many folks actually pay attention to it. For years, I've had well-meaning marketing folks give me lots of pushback on my suggestions that branch teams become personally involved, hands-on, if you will, in the marketing and decorating of their branches. There always seems to be a fear that somebody, somewhere, will do something stupid. I often remind senior managers, hey, we gave these folks keys to the vault. I think they can handle the dry erase boards. A customer visiting your store several times a month is also visiting your branch several times a month, if you make sure they are aware of that fact. We're not small branches. Heck, we put the best grocery stores in their communities right in our lobbies for their convenience. Maybe more importantly, I've always found that teams that are more personally involved in the marketing and decorating of their branches and surroundings tend to take more ownership of their results as well. They just seem to care more. That doesn't mean our branches begin looking like arts and crafts workshops. Homespun marketing doesn't mean sloppy or unprofessional or misspelled marketing. But done properly, it helps keep a branch looking alive and relevant to shoppers. It can also humanize our financial institutions in folks' eyes and make us more approachable. And if there are certain marketing tools you're not allowed to use in your individual store, well, okay, you can't do that. Such is life. But don't let what you can't do keep you from doing everything else that you can. There are any number of ways to attract attention and engage customers if we're willing to put forth the personal effort. Most everyone is given the same tools and same opportunities to set themselves apart, but too many of us apparently choose not to. Personal homespun marketing isn't a substitute for corporate marketing, but it can be a powerful complement that increases employee and customer engagement. And in 20 years of working with hundreds of institutions, I've never had a single senior manager complain to me about branch teams just trying too much stuff. Nobody ever says, oh, we have to pull the reins back on these folks. No, it's almost always just the opposite. They're always looking for ways to get their teams more engaged in growing their businesses. Become more hands-on and involved in your marketing. Take ownership of your surroundings. When you do, customers will become more engaged in considering what you and your institution have to offer. And good things happen when that happens. Until the next time, for FSI, I'm Dave Martin. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.